أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we find that in 2 after Hijrah, having welded the Ansar and Muhajirun into brotherhood, the Prophet now set himself to establishing a stable society, a commonwealth as such, based on equality of rights and really the concept of universal humanity. There was equal status and rights to all and full freedom of religion to those who were living with the Muslims, like the Jews, for example. And so he invited them to enter into an agreement with the Muslims, and he drew up a charter. And this has been reproduced by the historian Ibn Hisham, and the charter sort of went something along the lines of, in the name of the most merciful and compassionate God, granted by Muhammad the Prophet to the believers, whether of the Quraysh or of Yathrib, and all individuals of whatever origin who have made common cause with them. And then he said that the state of peace and war shall be common to all Muslims. None among them shall have the right of concluding peace with or declaring war against the enemies of those who are of another religion. The Jews who enter in this covenant shall be protected from insults. They shall have an equal right with our people to our assistance and good offers. And the Jews of the various branches of Auf, Najar, Harith, Jashm, Tha'alab, Aus, and all other domiciles shall form with the Muslims one composite nation. They shall practice their religion as freely as the Muslims. The clients and allies of the Jews shall enjoy the same security and freedom. The guilty shall be pursued and punished. They will join the Muslims in defending Yathrib against all enemies. And the interior of Yathrib shall be a sacred place for all those who accept this charter. The client and allies of the Muslims and of the Jews shall be respected as the principals. All Muslims shall hold in abhorrence anyone found guilty of a crime, injustice or disorder. None shall uphold the culpable, even if he may be his nearest in kinship. The Jews of Medina accepted this pact. It made so much sense to them. Now, but those who had business deals with the Quraysh conspired with them to eradicate this religion before it grew, because they could see it working. The Meccans started harassing the Muslims. They used to come to the outskirts of Medina, destroy the trees, they would take away flocks. And news began pouring into Medina that the Meccans were now getting together with other tribes, and they were going to launch a massive attack against the Muslims. The Prophet sent parties or ambassadors to find out whether this was really true. And when the news came that the Quraysh had begun grand-scale preparations to attack Medina, the Prophet decided to meet them, rather not in Medina, but rather away from Medina. And the Quraysh, when they'd reached Badr, which is 200 miles from Makkah and 80 miles from Medina, they halted. And here it's where the first major battle of Islam occurred, and it was the Battle of Badr. We will continue with the details of the battle, inshallah, tomorrow. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ